Minnesota News Network, I'm Ashley Walker. Governor Tim Walz says the state is sending emergency funding to Minnesota food shelves. The governor made the announcement while volunteering at a food shelf in Eagan.
We're using our contingency accounts to add $4 million to the food banks across Minnesota. It will not make up and backfill everything that is going to drop off starting on Saturday.
The USDA says SNAP benefits will end in November if the federal government shutdown continues. This means 440,000 Minnesotans will have to rely on food shelves for their groceries. Following the town hall gathering Saturday with Walz and former Congresswoman Gabby Giffords, the DFL has announced a series of community events to fight for gun violence prevention. The event Saturday attracted hundreds of people and Democratic leaders to Waconia. The DFL says the next town hall will be November 6th in Rochester. The party says invitations were extended to local elected officials from all political parties, but at the Waconia event, Republicans either declined or failed to respond. Minnesota Congressman Tom Emmer is rallying GOP voters in Iowa more than a year before the midterm elections. The U.S. Majority Whip spoke at a weekend fundraiser for Iowa Congresswoman Marionette Miller Meeks.
And it's great that all of you are in this room, but you got to keep reminding Republicans, yeah, we hold it all right now, but we could lose it all tomorrow. Republicans have a tendency that when they win, they suddenly say, all right, we got it, it's good. They don't show up. This time, you cannot take that attitude.
Emmer reminded the group that Iowa's four GOP congressional seats were half Republicans and half Democrats 5 years ago. Prince and the Revolution drummer Bobby Z is giving his endorsement to the Broadway musical adaptation of Purple Rain. He says it's still the story of the kid, Apollonia, and Morris, but it's no longer 1983 or 84.
Times are different, the story's different, and it's live theater.
Bobby Z says they're not using a normal Broadway PA for this production. It is a serious rock and roll sound system. A Powerball ticket sold in the south central Minnesota town of Sherburn is a $1 million winner, but nobody won the Powerball jackpot, so it grows to an estimated $358 million for tonight's drawing. Love Your Melon, where every beanie sold means another is donated to a child in need, has opened its first retail store at the Mall of America. Owner Zachary Quinn says it all began at the University of St. Thomas, where a professor pushed a class project.
And we were like, okay, we're going to do that, but we're also going to make a difference. So we started with 200 hats to sell and 200 hats to give away.
Quinn says through the relaunch of LYM as an interactive store, they hope to give away 50 to 100,000 beanies a year to kids in need. The Minnesota Timberwolves are back on the court at Target Center tonight to face the Denver Nuggets. The Wolves beat the Indiana Pacers 114-110 in the home opener last night to improve to 2-1. All-star Anthony Edwards left the game in the first quarter with hamstring tightness and is listed as day-to-day. The Nuggets are coming off a win at Phoenix on Saturday night. This is MNN.